American Jewish tourist to Israel.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare.
Try it out.
Rama. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
This is what heaven is like. Yes, they have these.
Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna. This is always like the most difficult part. What do you say when you shared so much affection and freedom with so many devotees and spoke about Krishna together and chanted Krishna's names together? So always difficult. And then just when I go, I think about the devotees here so many times, all the time. And you come to Vrindavan and Krishna willing, we can meet in Vrindavan. Meet in front of Krishna Balaram in Prabhupada's house. And Gira Govardhan. And what do we do when we're there? We chant about Krishna. Same. When everything, I heard Prabhupada say this recently, when everything is used, when everything is done for Krishna's pleasure, then wherever one is becomes like Vrindavan. So to live always in Vrindavan is our goal. And if we practice living in Vrindavan here, then when it's time to exit, then we will go to that place. But we can't take anything with us from here, especially anything, especially false ego. It's such a fine, subtle place that you can only go in as a servant of exalted souls like Srila Prabhupada. Let us move ever closer in that direction to serve Prabhupada and his servants, his followers. And one by one, we'll go. That's the way it is. No avoiding it. But even though it sounds like an unhappy thing in one sense, like in the story of Narada Muni, he just lived his life in such a way that he was always chanting. So he was developing his internal identity. So that internal identity was already fully developed. So when it came time for the external identity, meaning the body and the mind, to fall away, then he was just there. He was already there, established as an always glorifying Krishna servant. Anyone have any questions? Anyone remember anything from what we talked about while we were here? Does anyone remember anything from what we... Not something from yesterday, though, because that's the easiest one.
Yeah, it is the day before yesterday, but we mentioned it yesterday. The gunja berries.
Oh, yeah. Gunja berry earrings. Who you have gunja berries in your house, right?
Yes.
Gopa?
Yes.
Yes, you have? When will they give the berries?
October.
Yeah, same. It's Vrindavan. So what will you do with your berries?
Yeah. I don't know what to do with them.
Earrings. We manufacture earrings.
Manufacture them and distribute them to Krishna, right here.
But somebody told me that it's very poison. Is it true?
You mean if you eat them?
If you touch them.
No.
No?
Not. Maybe, they might not be so good for you if you eat them. I heard that too.
No.
Krishna liked them very much. I don't remember anything else. You remembered something?
That you just need to stay alive to
yeah.
practice hearing and you just need to stay alive.
That is life. That's what one of the Jiva Goswami says. He says, hearing about Krishna, serving Krishna, being a devotee, it is life. And then he quotes a verse, there's one in the 11th canto and a similar one in the 2nd canto. It says that just by breathing, it doesn't make you alive, because bellows breathe, but alive in relationship to Krishna. In service, means devoted service. And then if Krishna uses you in his service, then you feel very fortunate. It's a perfection. Anyone remember anything else? Anyone know that verse? That's the prayer that we say in difficulty. I've heard prophets say that as well. We take shelter of that prayer. And Kunti Devi, if there's difficulty, we take shelter of Kunti Devi and take shelter of Bhishma's prayers in the 9th chapter of the 1st canto. Anyone know those prayers? Sarvam kalakritam manye bhavato na charapriyam sapalo yadvashe loko vayariva ganavali says that. And I think he's looking at the Pandavas and all the difficulties they went through. And he says, I think these manye, this is all behind this, is the Supreme Lord in the form of time. Because time forces so many things upon us. And it carries everyone, Sapalo, even the protectors of the universe. It carries them along, Mayuri, just like the wind carries the air, it carries everyone along. And time is ultimately, it's Krishna, Krishna's will. And then he said, I can't remember how the verse begins. Savam, Gaheva Ganamali, Yatra Dhamma Sato Rajam, Gadapani Sakura, Krishna Asti Gandavachapam, Sir Krishna Tato Vipat. And I'm so amazed that all the difficulties that you have befallen you, they had taken place of when Bhima was there, who was such a powerful person, and Yudhisthira was there, who had no enemies in this world. And he was piety personified. And Draupadi was there. And Arjuna was there, Krishna Sakha. He was there. And not only that, but Surat Krishna Tato Vipad, that even your dear friend Krishna was there, who was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So how is it possible that this could have, the difficulties could have befallen you? Yes, man, idam daivatantram vyavasa bharatasava tasyano vihito nata Natapahi Prajapu. There's one verse before that. Tasmaridam Daivatantam Yavasa Bharatasavatasyanavitonata Natapahi. There's one verse before that. Okay, someone has to take out their mobile phone and tell me the first word.
That's the. No. No, it's not the number one.
Sama 2. Yeah, to be honest.
Nahiyas shikari shitrajan pumam veda vidikshitam yadvigyasayo yukta muyanti kavayopi.
That when looking at the events of this world, not even the greatest kavi, the most learned person, can understand why they happen, why it happens. And therefore, then that last verse that I said. And therefore, what do you do when confronted with circumstances that are difficult, but one doesn't? One only knows that Krishna's will must be on, beyond it, behind it, ultimately. What does one do? Yatra dhamma sutto rajan tasmaridam daivatantam vyavasamaritasam tanovito natan nartupai prajapu. So Bhishma tells you to stand, that what you should do is do your duty. Look at the citizens. After the war has taken place, it has been so difficult for them, and they're unprotected with no one to protect them. So you should take up your position as king and protect them. It's your duty. They need your help. So he doesn't answer the question, why do things happen? He just says, Krishna's hand must be there somehow. And what do we do? We do what is pleasing to Krishna. Kunti's prayers are full of things like that. Such a wonderful way. She speaks more directly about Krishna. And then this other verse I learned recently. See if I can remember it. Tapatrayona abhyatasya gore santalpyamanasya bhava Advani Isha. It means that this world, especially in Kali Yuga, is so full of difficulties, of threefold miseries that burn one. And this is Uddhava speaking to Krishna before Krishna's going to leave this world. The threefold miseries, they burn one. Anyone who's in the material world has to experience difficulty, and not pleasant difficulties. But difficulties, frightening difficulties, and that cause great distress. So then he says, Pashami nanyach charanam tavangri, and I don't see, na pashami nanyach, I see no other alternative in times of difficulty, no other shelter than your lotus feet. Vanvam matapatram amritya abhi varshat. He said, so in difficulties on one hand, but there is your two lotus feet. He compares the lotus feet of Krishna, which means taking shelter of Krishna, consciously taking shelter of Krishna and placing ourselves under his care. He compares them to an umbrella, atapatram, which on one hand, when we think of an umbrella, we think of that which is going to protect us from the rain or the sun or something. But this umbrella, also amrita abhivarsha, from the inside it showers amrita or nectar. From the outside it protects one, and from the inside it showers nectar. That's what he says about taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. And one time when Prabhupada was in the hospital in 1967, when he had a heart attack. And Prabhupada, one time, two little incidents from that. One time, he was just in bed lying down, and suddenly, some devotees were around him, such a man told me this, and suddenly he sat up and said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada, the devotee said, what happened, Prabhupada? What happened? How come you jumped up and said, Hare Krishna? And he said, oh, I thought I was going to die. Taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. And then one day, one time, the devotees asked him, what does it mean to surrender? And he sang one verse from the, not from the chapter of Brahma's prayers, but later on in the chapter, at the end of the chapter, spoken by Sri Vasudeva Goswami. Samasritam ye parapallava plavam mahatpadam punyo yasho marari bhavam buddhi vatsapadam parampadam parampadam yadipadam yatesham. You know that one? Who knows that verse? Have you memorized that verse? Why? You should memorize it. Have you memorized that verse? You should memorize it. Have you memorized it? You should memorize it. Have you memorized that verse? You should memorize it. Have you memorized it? Yes, you should remember it and say it. Have you memorized that verse? No? You should remember, memorize it. You? Rama, do you know that verse yet? Don't worry, your father will teach you. Rupa, do you know that verse?
Half of it.
I thought you were going to say every other word. Do you know that verse? Oh, you should remember it and sing it. And I remember when Satsu Maharaj taught it to us. Do you know that verse?
Yeah.
The other half that Gopa doesn't know. Do you know that verse? Oh, sure, do you know that verse?
I know only Padam, Padam, Padam.
And Natesham.
Natesham.
Vatsapadam, Parampadam. But the difficulties when one takes shelter of Krishna. So anyway, they asked Prabhupada, what does surrender mean? And he sang that verse. And then he translated it, that when one takes shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, the difficulties of life that are like a huge ocean shrink to the size of the water in a calf's foot footprint. Calf's footprint, very small. And then he said, that's what Maharaj told us. Then he said, now do you understand what surrender means? A calf's footprint is so small, it easily jump. And you know how to say calf in Sanskrit? It's vatsa. And sometimes Mother Yashoda would call Krishna, oh vatsa. You are my calf. Very sweet. So we should all take shelter of Krishna. Be brave. Be intelligent. Meet our fate. And serve and send. We all have our individual fate to meet. It's not easy, I find. Each of us have our individual fates, which with its blessings and difficulties attached to it. Everyone, no one has only difficulties and no one has only blessings. But always our own mixture. So we should chant Hare Krishna, associate with devotees, serve, hear and chant in the association of devotees, and be brave and meet our fate in life and take shelter of Krishna. What do you think, Mahinanda? Easy or difficult?
No.
Because you've been through it pretty heavily.
Everyone is going through something.
Yeah. One time there was, years and years ago in Vrindavan, one man came to visit me in my room. And so I said, how are you? He said, okay. And I said, how is your family? He said, I live in a big family. So there's always someone happy and someone always someone crying. That's what it's like. Sometimes it's our turn to be happy, sometimes it's our turn to cry. We just take turns. But it's always our turn to remember Krishna. And I also just received a note yesterday from Keshav Bharti Maharaj, who told me that he was reading Chaitanya Charitamrita a lot nowadays. And he was saying, just appreciating so much the sweet dealings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the fortune of having so many devotees to associate with. So he's appreciating, that's what he said, so much the association of devotees. Okay, now here comes the only moment that's harder than the sitting down, it's the standing up. Udaya, I have to make a confession. I took a few of the more of the folders from your music. But then again, I recognize some of the ones from my hard drive on your hard drive. So, okay. Okay, Hare Krishna. We will offer prayers for you all. And we will also pray for poor Bhurjan Das. Donna, F is very serious.